Okay, so my check-in, what I got out of the series, what I didn't get, and then what my plan for continued growth is. Is that correct?
And then what if any kind of support you need?
Okay, so well, what I got out of the group was in a new relationship, I really got support to feel empowered. And I think there was one session where I was just really struggling about, I don't know, putting a, it had to do with him having an issue with my ex, like that being an unknown
Oh, yeah.
entity to him, and kind of wavering on whether he wanted to be in the relationship or not. And I wasn't okay with just waiting to see if that was okay. And so I think it was Nancy that was like, why are you giving him so much power? And not that he was asking for that, but that was really kind of eye-opening to me, because I was really putting myself in a position of, well, I was extremely insecure, which is kind of where we were in that phase of the relationship. But anyway, so to me, it was really empowering to have that support behind. And it's a conversation, the support from the group was a conversation that I kept in the back of my mind. Like anytime I would start to feel insecure about something, I'm like, wait a second, you know, this is what I have to offer. And if, you know, it's okay that I'm asking for these things of him or whatnot. So that's kind of what I got out of it, was just, it really helped, I feel like, empower me in getting past my own insecurities.
Okay.
So,
Can I go ahead and mirror you? So what you got out of the group is to have support. You said to feel empowered, and it sounds like to act on that also, to ask for your needs to be met, and that's really kind of nutshelling it. But did I get the,
yes.
yeah, especially within your new relationship that you were
Right.
feeling insecure about?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
What I didn't get, and I think it's because I missed a couple sessions where we were working more on the denied self stuff and how to still feel like that's an area I continue to work on, but maybe I need a little help with some of those denied traits. So I guess if you want to mirror that, that's all I had
Oh,
for
okay.
what I didn't get.
Okay. So what you didn't get was really enough work in going over your own personal denied traits of being able to figure
Right.
out what those are. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Is there
And
more
then
about that? Anything that you wished would have been different at all in terms of the whole program?
well, no, because I felt like each session really, it was really nice to be a part of a group that everybody's like, we're not so all so different. And it was
Okay.
really nice to, number one, feel supported, but also to be able to reciprocate. That was, you know, even though I don't know everyone that personally, I feel some connection. And I think that dinner that we had made it a little more personal too. So I think that was,
Yeah.
you know, I think it's a great little, like, wouldn't mind if we met once a month or something, you know, but
Yeah.
over the phone or Skype or
Yeah.
something. So,
Yeah. Okay. So then you also liked the idea that we were in a group of pretty much kind of all the same similar situations, and so you felt like you had a lot in common with people, and you were able to reciprocate the support that you received with each other. It just kind of felt more connected, especially with the dinner. And you'd like to maybe be able to get together on the phone once in a while.
Yeah.
So, okay.
No, that might be difficult. And then continued growth, what I've got planned, I've signed up for the advanced course with the Landmark, which I talked about before, and that's August 9th. And then I do plan on taking your couples workshop with David. He's really into that kind of stuff, and we I feel like we have a very solid, open, healthy relationship, and so it's not that I feel like we you know, need that. We're not in any trouble, but we just both have an intention to have a relationship that we neither of us have had before, and so I just we're he's all in on taking your couples workshop.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So you're signed up with the Landmark Advanced course, and you have the intention of doing the couples workshop, not because you feel like you have problems or need it, but you just want the intention of having a good relationship. And so this is kind of more like a preventative measure.
Yeah, preventative, but also kind of, I think having a level of intimacy in a relationship that is uncommon, I guess. Like, that's been my desire for a relationship. So.
Okay. Yeah, so you want to create a different level of intimacy than you've had previously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
so what I appreciate about Nash is that you actually, it seemed like you blossomed, for lack of a better word, throughout the course in terms of conversation and things like that. And so I appreciate you opening up and asking for help from the group, because I think this was an area of growth for you. And I appreciate that you included me in your plan to strike up conversation. It was really nice to get to know you better on the times that we talked over the phone. And I would love for you to feel free to call me anytime if you wish to continue that.
Okay. Let's have Nash just mirror that first one.
Okay.
You there, Nash?
Yeah. So basically, so you think that I blossom throughout the course of...
Yes, for lack of a better word.
Throughout the course of time when we had this conference call. And
yes.
You appreciate my courage to open up and talk about my issues.
Yes.
And having to reach out to people, asking for help.
Yes. Okay, and then what I have learned, what I wrote was that my brain is drawing blanks on some of these questions. You're a wonderful person, and I appreciate you letting the group get to know you better. So, I mean, I learned a lot about you personally and the things you're going through in terms of your green card and things like that. And I think I take it for granted, striking up conversation, I do that all day long, and I take it for granted that that's, you know, not always an easy thing to do. So I don't know what to say outside of that, but I think you're a great person, and I guess I learned a little bit more about you.
Nash, go ahead.
Yeah. So you learned more about me, and you think I'm a great person, and you appreciate that I opened up.
And then just say, did I get it all?
Did I get it all?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's, I mean, I didn't have much. And then my growth suggestion for you is just to continue on that path, to continue to initiate conversation with people so that you can become more comfortable in doing so and striking up conversation with a potential new partner. So I encourage you to continue to call me if that helps you in your growth plan.
Yes.
So your growth suggestion for me is to continue practicing my conversational and social skills, and continue to reach out and even call you when I want to.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, great.
Okay, so I'll go Tricia, because that's what I had next on my email. So,
Tricia, yes. Can you mirror? Okay, good.
So, Tricia, I appreciate you being vulnerable during, there was one call in particular, and sharing some of your struggles. I was in the same place. But it was extremely helpful to me listening to some of the things that you face, because I personally relate to your, some of your personality tendencies and your quest for perfection, I think, was one that really resonated with me, and kind of that your drive. I could definitely relate to some of the areas that you were struggling with and pushing yourself, because it's some of the areas I'm working on myself. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Okay. You appreciated me sharing some of my own struggles because you kind of could relate to those and appreciated my vulnerability, I think you said, during some of the calls. And I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yes. Okay, let me go back. That's correct. And then, okay, so here's what I wrote for the second. You and Nancy were both very helpful to me during one call where I was struggling. I think I just referenced that. But the feedback that both you and Nancy and Carol gave were, and I mentioned this earlier, extremely empowering, gave me the courage to address the issue I was facing. So I've learned from everyone that it's difficult to kind of see the situation when you're inside of it. And so it was really helpful. Your outside perspective was extremely helpful and powerful, and your feedback seemed to be right on. So
you appreciated my feedback and kind of seeing things from an outside perspective, and you learned that it's hard is when you're in the middle of them. Mm-hmm. And so the feedback really helped, or see things,
yes.
Period.
I'm sorry, what?
Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's it. And then my growth edge suggestion for you is to schedule time for personal care and to relax and let your body heal when it's needed. I know this is difficult, and I'm reading this if it sounds red. I know this is difficult as something I struggle with as well. Maybe we should change our definition of perfection.
Your growth recommendation for me is to continue to try to find time to rest and heal and redefine what perfection means.
Yes.
Did I get that?
You got it.
Okay.
Or not to try to find time, but to actually schedule time.
Okay.
Okay, and then I've got Nancy. Okay, so Nancy, so what I appreciate of you was all of your positive feedback and affirmation that you provided. And I was really surprised the other week when you mentioned that you viewed yourself as negative, and Carol kind of mentioned this, that nobody, or she doubted that anyone actually experienced you that way. So you come off as very positive, and the positivity in your feedback and suggestions to myself and the group were very encouraging and empowering.
Wow. So you said, Emily, that you appreciated my positive feedback and affirmation, and you commented that while I perceive myself as somewhat negative, you felt that you didn't pick up on that, nor did the group.
Yes. And then the only other thing was that the positivity in your feedback and suggestions to myself and the group I thought was extremely encouraging and empowering.
Okay. And so you felt that the feedback that I gave was extremely encouraging and empowering.
Yes. Okay. And then number two, okay, what I learned. Okay, so during one of the earlier calls where we were focused on an area I was struggling with in my relationship, you said, why are you giving him so much power? And this really kind of woke me up and allowed me to step outside of the situation. And I think of this now every time I find myself in a situation where I'm afraid to speak up. So that was really helpful.
So the number two was about what you learned. Is that correct?
Yes.
Number two is, and you said that at one point in a conversation, I asked you why you were giving your gentleman friend so much power, and that really resonated and has continued to kind of be a voice that you hear.
Yes. So. And then my growth suggestion for you was just to continue to work on your boundaries with your employer, as that seems like it's been the area that's been difficult and kind of an emotional transition right now.
And so your suggestion is that I continue to work on boundaries with my employer.
Yes.
Yeah, I should ask, why am I giving them so much power?
Yeah. Interesting, huh? Funny how that works.
And that's all I've got, other than Carol. Okay. I, you know, obviously I appreciate you putting the group together and kind of keeping us on task, and I appreciate you continuing our growth plan from the workshop, because it's been nice to be able to have this to kind of stay committed to what we're working on. Okay. So.
Yeah, so I'll marry you then too. So, okay. So you appreciate just being able to continue this work after the workshop and to stay committed to it and putting the group together. And was there something I missed there? It seems like there was something.
Well, I was just thankful to you for doing that, because.
Oh, okay, you're thankful for me for doing that. Of course, that's the part I miss.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. Okay. So is that it for anything else you want to say before we start flooding you?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, Nash, why don't you go ahead and give Emily your feedback? Did you write something down?
Yeah, but I don't really have much feedback.
Well, this is basically what I appreciate about you, what I learned from you, and a growth suggestion that you have for her. So it doesn't have to be long. It could be simple.
What I appreciate about you is that, again, you opened up too about the challenges that you are facing. It's not easy to open up to people you don't know very much.
Okay, so you appreciate that I opened up about some of the struggles I'm having, because, you know, it's not easy to do that, especially in a group that where we don't really know each other. Did I get that?
And I learned more about you, and I think it's always good to hear other people's challenges, knowing that you are not the only one. And sometimes when you are facing similar stuff, you have learned from other people's experiences.
Okay, so I don't know why I'm just drawing a blank, but I'm getting the last part where sometimes when you hear other areas where people are struggling, you see that you have similar experiences, similar struggles. I know I'm missing something, but...
Just fill in if she left out anything, Nash.
Did I leave anything out?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
And my growth suggestion for you is just to, I think you are on the right path. Just keep doing what you are doing.
Okay, so you think I'm on the right path and I should continue doing what I'm doing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, good. So, Tricia, do you want to go ahead and give Emily feedback?
I wanted to start off before I give general feedback just saying that this exercise of trying to give feedback made me realize made me realize a lot of things in itself, and one of them was that even though I feel like I missed a lot of calls and I'm real visual, not being able to see people as they're actually speaking, it did something to my brain. Like, it's really hard. Like, I met everyone at the dinner, but it was really hard on the calls to, like, connect faces to who was talking and what they were going through. So I had a really hard time doing this exercise for everyone. So I wanted to say that it's not that I didn't learn anything or don't appreciate you. It's just that my brain just works in weird ways. So for Emily, I wrote down that what I appreciate about you is that you're in a difficult situation. You're, you know, busy working full time and you're raising your daughter, and you still are taking the steps necessary to grow and to change. And I just remember when my kids were that age, that would have seemed like an impossible task at that time. So I just wanted to commend you for doing this workshop and doing the workshops you've done, and putting your daughter first, too. You can tell just from the way you talk that she's a priority in your life. I also appreciate about you the one thing you shared about your ex-husband and basically willing to be the bigger person just for peace's sake and for your daughter's sake. And I really appreciate that about you. You want a mirror?
That's a good idea.
Well, thank you for not having much feedback. That's a lot of feedback. So thank you. But so in a nutshell, I think it was you were, despite being busy working and raising my daughter and all of that, you want to commend me for still taking the time to do the workshops and continue on a path of growth. And that I shared, and I forgot that I did this with the, where I apologized to my ex, I think is what you were referring to, and just to make it better for my daughter when we interact. And so you, I guess, wanted to commend me for that. Did I get it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was huge. And again, I think that's something, you know, we can all learn from and try to do in our lives. The other thing I learned from you is I learned that the first time I heard about the landmark seminars, and I actually went online and looked them up and looked at their programs, and so that was really interesting. And then how forgiveness changed your life, that's again back to, you know, apologizing to your ex-husband and how it changed everything for yourself, for him, and for your daughter.
Can I mirror? So what you learned was you learned a little bit about the landmark seminar. I'd gone through and checked it out online, and that how forgiveness and my ex really changed my life. And let me just say that it's not perfect with him yet. I forgive him for the past.
Now don't rush away the appreciation. Don't water
okay.
it down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not watering it down. I just want to
just accept
say
it.
It's not perfect yet. Okay. There I am.
It's okay.
Trying to
it improved.
It improved. Okay.
And
wow.
See, that's that perfectionism coming out again.
Totally. I'm like, wait, no, it's not perfect. So, thank you for that. Okay. Did I get that right for the most part? Or is there more?
No, then my growth edge suggestion for you would be just to continue on that path. And, you know, I think you're already ahead of a lot of people. You're so young, but you're, you know, really learning and executing some really important things. And so I think that if you continue doing the things you're doing, that's going to be very powerful.
Okay. So just your growth edge for me is that I continue to do the work that I've been doing, and to that I'm young and that makes me laugh and I may be ahead of people, but I don't know what I don't know what the last part was.
Just to keep seeking your power, I guess.
Okay. Keep seeking my power, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so your growth edge suggestion, keep seeking my power.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Good feedback. So let's see. I think Nancy maybe was the next one to call in. So go ahead, Nancy, if you're ready.
So, Emily, what I appreciate about you is that you are so actively engaged in your personal development, and you are an excellent role model for us.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm finding my perfection thing coming out because I'm like, no, I'm not. That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you appreciate me, and I've been on this path of growth, and I've been an excellent role model for the group. Did I get that?
You got that.
Okay.
That's right. So the next one is what I had learned from you. And actually, I'm looking at my notes. I wrote this quite a while back, and I don't think I really answered it, but I'm just going to read what I wrote. And
okay.
I've seen how your personal development work has affected change in your life in just a short time, or in just the short time that I have known you. You act quickly. Can I have some of your energy?
That's just my
not
perfect.
Perfect. It's not perfect, though, Nancy.
No, I've got a long way to go. That's what they're disappointing every time I do a workshop. Okay, so you appreciate the fact that you've seen a lot of growth in the short time you've gotten to know me, and that I act quickly, and you'd like some of my energy.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then the third item, well, I guess, you know, for number two, I didn't really answer it because the question was what I had learned from you. So I guess my answer would be that I have learned that change can happen quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen that through you.
Okay, so what you've learned is that change can happen quickly, and you've seen that through me.
Right.
My gut reaction is so lighting up. So make
just
okay.
Mirror.
Okay.
Number three.
Okay, number three.
My growth edge suggestion for you is to slow down a bit if you can and smell the roses and enjoy your lovely daughter as much as you can.
Okay, so your growth edge for me is to slow down a little if I can and smell the roses and enjoy my daughter as much as I can.
Nancy, thank could you. I ask you to say that again? Only take out all of the, take out the if you can and as much as you can, and just give it to her as a growth suggestion.
You're right. Delete,
that's where she's
delete
stretching into.
Those. You delete those. Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm going to say it again. Slow down a bit and smell the roses. Enjoy your lovely daughter.
Okay, so slow down, smell the roses, enjoy my daughter.
Okay, See how much more powerful that is?
Yeah.
Good. Great. Thank you, Nancy. David, did you have any feedback for Emily? She said she didn't remember you being on the call, but maybe you were just not talking when you were on it. And you might have heard Emily a few times. So did you have any?
You know, I just can't place names with faces, and it's been hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. I think if I was, my only comment, if we were emailing and we had at least a meeting with someone, you know, outside the conference call, might be easier than whoever we would meet, but it was just.
Well, she was at the dinner. She was at our
dinner.
We had that meeting.
I know. I can't
remember.
Who's
it's still hard. One meeting, it's hard to still put the names with the faces. And Tisha was saying she had the same problem. So I don't know if you just have anything off the cuff that you'd like to appreciate about her, anything you learned or anything kind of suggestion you might have. Because even just in tonight's exercise, you could probably.
I'm sorry, I can't remember where she was sitting or what.
Okay.
It's been a. Yeah.
Okay, well then, so you're passing, huh?
I'm passing.
Okay.
You know, I do have a little bit of feedback for David, if I could.
Okay. If that's
dinner.
Okay, David, can she give you a little bit of feedback?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So one of the things you said, and this I only just remember from the dinner, you were talking about being okay or not really having, being okay with not necessarily having to be out there constantly dating, and you were okay just kind of going home and relaxing and reading a book. Hopefully I'm getting this right. But I just remember you stating that you had kind of a shift in having that strong need to be constantly out there just trying to find somebody that might not be right. And you were you were a lot more comfortable with just being and, you know, kind of enjoying the time that you've got with yourself and relaxing. So I just, I think that, is a good place that you're in. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you. Yeah, when I moved back into town, I was alone for a year. It was kind of a rough period, and just had a lot of time to be alone and quiet. And now
so
I'm.
So David, I'm going to stop you and just would like you to mirror her and and say thank you. No comments, no, because then you talk yourself out of
it. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Emily.
So can you mirror her first?
Yeah. Emily, I heard what you said, that you appreciated the fact that I was able to spend some time and alone now and enjoy my aloneness and not having to be so concerned about finding the right person, but as we've been being taught in the course, just work on being happy and accepting where we are at this particular time.
Yes.
Okay, good. And if you want, you can say thank you. You don't have to, though.
No, that was thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, good.
And then I think I'm going to sign off now because I'm going to smell the roses and enjoy my daughter.
And there will be a recording of this, so you can listen to everybody else's feedback if you want and feedback about everyone else if you have time. So, and
Carol,
I've got to
go
again.
I've got to go to my family dinner here in about 10 minutes, so I'm going to be buzzing off. And if you're still talking after, I'll try and get back on, but I'm going to.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Emily. Let's all try to keep in touch somehow.
Thank you. Thank you. Best of luck to everybody. And Nash, you can still call me. And Carol, I'll see you in October.
Okay.
In a workshop. Okay.
Yeah.
Good night,
thank
everyone.
You.
Have a great weekend.
Good night, Emily.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
I'm thinking let's leave our check-in till last. I really would like to hear all of that, and I think that would be good for your future growth. But I think what's most important is the feedback. So if we have some time left, then we'll do the check-in. And if not, maybe we'll call it a check-out tonight if we have the time. And if not, maybe you guys can just email that to the group in that little group email that I created. And you could just briefly take a few notes and write that down so we can still get the information, because I do think that's a good exercise for everyone. Okay. So why don't we start? There's just four of us on the call. I'll give my feedback last. And so why don't we just go ahead and start with Nash. I'll give Nash feedback. So it'd be, I guess, Tricia and Nancy and then me. And Nash, I'd like you to mirror each person, of course. So Tricia, I know you're kind of worried about this exercise, but just want you to do the best you can. And
okay.
Nash, are you ready to mirror? You there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so what I appreciate about you, Nash, is your sincerity and taking big steps and making changes in your life and seeking growth. And I can almost feel your pain through the phone, if that's possible, just, you know, having a hard time communicating and talking to people, and I've seen a big difference in you, and I know that's really hard, so I'd appreciate, you working hard to make those changes.
Okay, Nash?
Yeah, so you appreciate my sincerity, and you know that the challenges that I'm facing are so hard, and you notice that, you see that in my voice, and you think I'm making big changes.
Yes.
I get it all?
Yes. What the biggest thing I've learned from you, or maybe the biggest way knowing you has influenced me, is I just remember when I have a hard day, I remember our conversations, and I think about you all the time, actually, and think about the struggles that you're facing and, you know, the things I take for granted, like having citizenship and being able to, you know, not having to worry. I can stay, I can go, I can work, I can do whatever I want, and I take that for granted every day. So thank you for reminding me that I shouldn't take those things for granted.
So what you have learned about me is that, you know, remembering
learned from
my,
you. It's he, she's me. Learned this from you, yeah. A little bit different.
So what you learned about me?
From. Learned what you've learned from me. So you're the teacher. You've taught her this.
So what you learned from me is that sometimes remembering my situation makes you feel so great about what you have. Did I get that right?
Yeah, just I realize that I take a lot for granted and I shouldn't.
Okay, go ahead. You feel like sometimes you take things for granted and you shouldn't.
Yes. And my growth edge suggestion for you is to keep practicing your communication. I actually used to be very much like you. I used to be very shy and have a difficult time talking to people. And I've worked on it for years, 20 years now, and I think it's getting easier. I still struggle in some situations, but I just wanted to encourage you to continue on that path and things will get easier. And in regards to your, I guess, legal challenges or citizenship is just not to give up and to continue to reach out to others. And I'm also here if you ever need to talk or, you know, want some feedback. I'd be happy to talk with you, so keep my number.
So your growth suggestion for me is to continue working my conversation skills and not give up.
And to reach out to people.
And to reach out to people.
Great job. Thank you, Tricia.
Thank you.
Hey, Nancy.
Okay, I'm ready. Nash, what I appreciate about you is that you have a very mystical and spiritual side, and I feel very comfortable talking to you.
So what you appreciate about me, that I have a spiritual side and you feel very comfortable talking with me.
What I have learned from you is that it's really difficult to get citizenship sometimes. I hadn't really realized that. Imagine that coming from an ESL teacher. It have really opened my eyes.
So what you learned about me is that...
I learned from you.
Learned from me is getting citizenship is a difficult task. Actually, I'm not getting citizenship.
Even getting a green card.
Yeah.
Or a visa or whatever that you're getting, even that is... difficult. Okay.
And then number three, my growth edge suggestion for you is to continue asserting yourself as you stay on the path. Always remember that the perfect partner is out there and you will find her.
Another suggestion that you have for me is to continue to assert myself and know that my partner is out there.
Okay. And Nash, maybe it'd be nice at the end if you just said thank you to the person who just flooded you with all those nice things.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice way to close. Otherwise, it feels like something's hanging there, you know. Okay. So I'll go ahead and give you my feedback, Nash. You ready? Okay, so Nash, what I appreciate about you is your kindness, your support, your courage, your tenacity, and your commitment to growth. Those are all things I've noticed about you that I think are very strong, positive traits. I appreciate. Go ahead and mirror that.
Yeah, so what you appreciate about me is my courage, my commitment.
To growth.
Commitment to growth.
Your kindness.
My kindness.
Your support.
My support.
And your tenacity, your stick-to-itiveness.
And my tenacity, which I don't know
It means that you stick to it. You don't give up.
Yeah.
You
okay.
keep on the path. Okay. And so, Nash, what I've learned from you is the importance of being courageous to overcome odds and never giving up on your dream. You're a good example of that.
So what you learned from me is the importance of being courageous and to never give up.
Mm-hmm. And overcoming odds.
And overcoming odds.
Yeah, courageous, actually courageous to overcome odds. Okay. And my growth edge suggestion is for you to have faith in the unbeatable team of yourself and your higher power. You want to, maybe just want to, I've got a few in here, so go ahead and mirror that much. Faith in the unbeatable team of yourself and your higher power. My growth edge suggestion for you.
So you are, so your growth suggestion to me is the have faith in myself and the higher power.
Your unbeatable team, the unbeatable team of yourself and your higher power.
Have faith in unbeatable
team, like a basketball team, you know, baseball team.
The higher power
of yourself. Of yourself and your higher power, that when you put yourself and your higher power together on the same team, they're unbeatable.
Yeah.
So that's my growth edge suggestion, is to have faith in that. Okay? And then second is to internalize what you already know to be true and then implement those actions.
And to internalize what I already know to be true and put them in practice.
Yeah, put it in practice, exactly. Yep. Okay. Good. So let's see. How about we go with Tisha next?
Okay.
All right. So Nash, do you want to go first and give her your feedback? What you appreciate, what you've learned from her, and what growth suggestion you have for her.
So what I appreciate about Tricia...
And talk directly to her, not to the group. Talk to her.
Okay.
What I appreciate,
so what
about,
I
you.
Appreciate about you, Tricia, is you're offering support to me, and again, just like everybody else, being open to the group, to people that you don't really know very much.
Okay, so you appreciate my support and my openness to people that I don't know that well, that are part of the group. Did I get it all?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I learned from you I don't remember any specific, but what I learned from you is that people might look okay in the outside, but everybody having some challenges that you never thought that they would have. They don't look like they have problems.
Okay, so what you learned from me is that people look okay on the outside, but they too have problems. They don't look like they do, but they do have problems. Did I get it?
Yes.
Did you say, Nash, that everybody has problems? That it's not just Tricia, in other words. I thought you said everybody has problems, that they may look.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And my growth suggestion is to continue being on your growth plan and not just analyze things, but also take action.
Okay, I still missed the last part, but what I heard was to continue to learn about myself and how to deal with challenges.
And to put them in practice.
Okay, and put what I've learned into practice.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, good. Thanks, Nash. So let's see, Nancy.
I'm doing Tricia, right?
Yes.
So, Tricia, what I appreciate about you is that you are a very sensitive, intuitive, optimistic person.
What you appreciate about me is that I'm a very sensitive, intuitive, and optimistic person.
And what I have learned from you is that, I'm reminded that single parenting is really tough, but doable.
What you've learned from me is that single parenting is very tough, but doable.
And my growth edge suggestion is that you keep doing your work. You have seen how your intentions effects change in your life already, and your romantic intention will too. Hold on to that thought.
Okay, I think what you said was my suggestion for growth is to continue the work I'm doing and to follow my intention.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my romantic intentions will change as a result?
Mm-hmm. It will.
Okay.
It will effect change. It will.
Okay.
It will manifest itself.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Nancy. Just a little tip on mirroring. Because I've heard this happen over and over again. When somebody clarifies what they said, or they might add, you know, like, did I get you? And then they say, like she just said, that it'll manifest itself. Make sure you always mirror that little clarification too, because that's an important thing. So, okay. So my feedback for you, Tricia, what I appreciate about you is, first of all, your commitment to personal growth.
So you appreciate my commitment to personal growth.
Uh-huh. Your self-discipline and your positive can-do attitude.
My self-discipline and my positive can-do attitude.
Mm-hmm. And your servant's heart and your courage.
My courage, and what was something about my heart?
Yeah, your servant's heart, that you believe in giving service. Giving
servant.
Back. Uh-huh, servant. Oh.
Servant.
Yeah.
My servant. Okay, thank you.
And what I've learned from you is the importance of giving back and pushing beyond our self-imposed limits. So two things, the importance of giving back and also pushing beyond our self-imposed limits.
What you've learned from me is the importance of giving back and pushing past self-imposed limits.
Yeah. And my growth edge suggestion for you is, even though we can always work towards becoming a better person, my growth edge suggestion is that you know and accept yourself as the amazing woman you already are.
Okay. So we can always work towards being a better person. Yourself, your growth edge suggestion for me is to know and accept myself as the amazing woman I already am.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. I should probably, rather than say a better person, I should say self-improvement, working towards self-improvement might be a little more specific.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. So that's it for Tricia. And so now we have Nancy. You ready, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
So, Nash, do you want to go first again?
So what I appreciate about Nancy, again, just like everybody else, it takes a lot of courage to open up to people that are you don't know that much. So Nancy had courage to open up.
You remember to speak to her, not to us. Speak directly
Nancy,
to her.
You had courage to be open and talk about issues that you are challenging.
So, Nash, what you appreciate about me is my courage to open up with people that I don't know very well about the issues that I'm facing or finding challenging.
Yeah. And what I learned from you, was that this, I think I learned that your job is stressful and be stressful too, but that I didn't know that that's how the politics works over there.
So what you learned is that my job is stressful and political?
I did not know that how school politics works.
I see.
So
you hadn't realized how school politics works. Right?
Yes.
What's your growth edge suggestion for Nancy?
My growth edge suggestion for you, Nancy, is to continue on your growth and continue working on yourself, but again, just like everybody who is in personal growth, we need to not analyze everything too much, because that just keeps us stuck. Our life is too short, and we only live once, so we just need to take action. I mean,
so
it's never going to be a perfect time.
Okay. So your growth edge suggestion is to continue working on personal growth and self-development, not to overanalyze, but to take action.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Tricia?
Yes. Nancy, what I appreciate about you is you made me feel very comfortable, like you were intently listening to what I was saying. I appreciate you are very well-spoken, analytical, and intellectual.
Wow. Okay. So, Tricia, what you appreciate about me is that I am able to make you feel comfortable and that I actively listen to what you're saying, that I'm well-spoken and analytical and intellectual.
Yes. And what I've learned from you, Nancy, is it's kind of difficult to describe, but when I listen to you on the phone, I always picture you as a very powerful, successful woman. And at the same time, I hear you speak about your challenges. And so I've learned that even, you know, those, if I ever reached a level where I felt accomplished, like I picture you being accomplished, that I still, you know, would have challenges. There's more. You might want a mirror.
Okay. So you're saying that what you learn from me is that even people who are accomplished have challenges.
Yes. And you encouraged me to pursue my goals. And I also, it was interesting because you were going kind of through the same thing I was going through in regards to your job. And that
right.
was a very, yeah, that was a very difficult time for me. And I felt very alone in that. And so it was really good to learn that somebody else is going through a very similar situation and to listen to you talk about it, how you were dealing with it or not dealing with it. So I just learned to maybe not take myself so serious.
Okay. So what you're saying, what I understand you to say is that you felt encouraged to accomplish your goal and realize that maybe not to take yourself so seriously. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. And my growth edge suggestion for you, again, it's a little bit nebulous, and it's based more on intuition than anything you've said. And my suggestion for you would be to try to find happiness in yourself.
And your suggestion is for me to try to find happiness in myself.
Yep.
And again, Tricia, you might rephrase that if I can suggest instead of try to find, maybe that she looks for happiness within herself.
Okay, so my suggestion for you, Nancy, is to look for happiness within yourself.
So you're saying I should look for happiness within myself.
Well, she didn't say should.
Oh.
That's her suggestion,
oh,
her growth suggestion.
Oh. So you're suggesting that I look for happiness inside myself.
You got it.
Thank you, Trish.
It's so funny how just little words
hilarious.
Make
hilarious.
So much difference, you know?
Yeah.
Good, okay. So, Nancy, thank you, Tricia. Okay, what I appreciate about you is your self-awareness and commitment to personal growth.
Okay.
Want to mirror that much?
So, you appreciate my self-awareness and commitment to growth.
Uh-huh. And your positive attitude courage, and support.
My positive attitude. Did you say courage?
Courage.
Courage.
And support. How you've supported people in the group. Okay. And what I've learned from you is really the importance of being able to take a stand for oneself. That's, I think, really powerful. I've learned that from you.
And so you feel that you have learned the importance of taking a stand for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And my growth edge suggestion is for you to accept that even though shit happens, it can always be turned, I had to work a long time on this one, it can always be turned into fertilizer, creating life's garden of beautiful flowers.
Okay.
I think I need an Academy Award for that one or something, or what is it for writing? Anyway. Okay, so you need me to say it again, or are you okay?
No,
can you remember?
I got it. Your growth suggestion is to accept that even though shit happens, it can be turned into fertilizer, which can be turned into flowers.
Yeah, creating life's
great
garden of beautiful flowers.
That is good.
Okay, great. So let's see. I guess we covered everybody except David and Debbie. And even though they're not here, they might want to listen to the recording. Do you guys have any feedback for David?
I have for everybody, so yeah.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead then? We won't mirror for David, but if you can just go ahead and give your feedback as if David was listening to you.
David, what I appreciate about you, you have not given up. What I have learned from you is that there is a time to engage and a time to retreat, and both are okay. And my rose edge suggestion for you is never to give up and to take care of yourself.
Okay, very nice. Did anybody else have any feedback for David?
Yeah, I do. This is Tricia. What I appreciate about you, David, is your honesty about difficult topics such as religion, reaching out to me, and being encouraging about relationships. What I've learned from you is that we all struggle and that it's okay to be in a place where you are not seeking, just where you're just quiet. My growth edge suggestion for you is to continue to question things as you have been and continue your path of self-honesty and honesty to others.
Okay, so that's Tricia. And anybody else? Nash, did you have anything you wanted to say to David in closing, by way of feedback?
Nothing specific.
Okay. So, David, my feedback for you is, first of all, what I appreciate about you is your openness to learning and practicing new ideas. Also, thinking out of the box, your courage, your strength, and your commitment to growth. And what I've learned from you, David, is the importance of having the courage to change what isn't working. And your struggle in your spiritual practice, I think, is where I got that from, to change what isn't working for you. And finally, my growth edge suggestion for you, David, is to become more sensitive to creating connection between yourself and others, to look at how you break that connection and then work on creating more connection. Okay, that's it from me, Carol. So I guess everybody who is on the call, So what about Debbie? Does anybody have feedback for Debbie?
I do.
Hey?
Debbie, this is Nancy. What I appreciate about you is your willingness to join the group a bit late without knowing us. What I have learned from you is how hard it is to really break off a relationship sometimes. It could happen to me. Thank you for sharing with us. Number three, my growth edge suggestion for you is to keep working on boundaries with the lawyer. He might be getting in your way of meeting Mr. Wright.
Good. So, Tricia, did you have any feedback for Debbie?
No, I'm sorry, Debbie. I don't have any feedback. I kind of lost it.
So you're saying you don't have feedback for Debbie?
No.
Yeah.
Thank
I know sometimes people miss each other on the calls, you know, because I know everybody's, except for Nancy, I think, has been on every call. But when you miss a call, then that's probably the one that the other person's going to be on.
Yeah.
Okay. And Nash, did you have any feedback for Debbie?
No, nothing is specific, no.
So, okay. Then I have a little bit here for you, Debbie. What I appreciate about you, Debbie, is your wit, your warmth and kindness, your tenacity, and your commitment to personal growth. And what I've learned from you, this is kind of like a double-edged sword, though. What I've learned from you is the importance of never giving up on other people in your life. And my growth edge suggestion for you is for you to find your courage in being honest with others and commit to respecting yourself, like Nancy said, your boundaries, and others will then respect you also. Okay. Thank you, everybody. So it's a little bit after 8:30, maybe 8:35 or something. So how about we just take a couple minutes of whatever time is left to do that little check-in part.
Carol, I had some feedback for you.
Thank you.
I included you in my list. Are you ready?
Okay, I'll breathe.
All right. So, number one, what I appreciate about you is that you are highly skilled and intuitive when it comes to relationships and personal growth. You are also compassionate and eloquent in your approach to others.
Hmm. Okay, so what you appreciate about me, Nancy, is that I am highly skilled, intuitive, and was there a third one in that section?
No.
Intuitive? Oh, okay. Intuitive and highly skilled, and that I'm compassionate and eloquent. With others. Did I leave something out, though? I thought there was a little something else. In my approach. Okay. Okay.
And what I have learned from you is that each of our lives have twists and turns, and I thank you for sharing part of yours in our group.
So what you've learned from me is that each of our lives has twists and turns, and you appreciate me sharing mine in the group.
And my growth edge suggestion for you is not to retire completely.
And your growth edge suggestion is to not retire completely.
You have too much to offer, and you are still vibrant.
Oh, so you're saying I have too much to offer, and I'm so vibrant. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. It's very kind of you.
Thank you.
I have feedback for you too, Carol.
Oh, you do? Gosh, thank you.
Okay. Well, you haven't heard it yet. So what I appreciate about you, Carol, is that you're always positive, warm and loving and compassionate.
Okay, so you appreciate that I'm always positive, warm, loving, and compassionate.
You're never judgmental, and you have a good sense of humor.
Okay. And I'm never judgmental and have a good sense of humor.
And you put things into perspective.
And I put things into perspective.
What I've learned from you is that we all need each other.
So you've learned that we all need each other.
To honestly state our feelings even when we're afraid of being judged.
To honestly state our feelings even when we're afraid of being judged.
And to laugh at ourselves and not take ourselves so seriously.
And to laugh at ourselves and not take ourselves so seriously.
And I didn't have a growth edge suggestion for you, but I definitely would like to second what Nancy said. yeah, you cannot retire yet.
And so you're saying you want a second Nancy's growth edge suggestion by saying I cannot retire yet.
That's right.
Oh, well, thank you, Trisha. I appreciate all your comments. Okay. So, are you guys ready to do this little bit of a check-in thing? We'll just keep it short.
Yeah.
Was that yes? I couldn't. Sound
yes.
Like somebody yawning.
That was me.
We're all tired. I know. Ugh, long day. Okay. So let's see. We had Emily already. So Nash, do you want to do a short little check-in of what benefit you feel you got from attending this group, participating in the group, what you would have liked that you didn't get, and what your goals and plans are for your continued growth and whether you need what kind and if you need support in order to achieve those. And I think we'll skip the mirroring just because we're probably all kind of tired right now and make it go a little faster.
Benefit I got from the group, I think just listening to myself, listening to the recording of myself talking, that was like an eye-opening and just thinking, wow, is this me?
Okay. Any other benefits?
What I needed or I missed that I didn't get, I think probably more action plans than my goals and plans for continuous growth is just to put whatever I know in practice.
Okay, good.
Not even try to gain more. Don't get so, I don't want to get too much into analyzing things and trying to overanalyze everything. Just to keep things simple and take action.
Great.
What of support I need in order to achieve these? Oh, if you know of a cute girl, let me know. And also, just anything that you think it will benefit me, any action plan that you think that I should be taking, because sometimes I cannot come up with, maybe I can't come up with the action plan, the idea that you have for me. So if you do that, I may think, oh, that's a good idea. I should do that.
Okay. So we'll all be your personal matchmaker, huh? We'll keep our eyes open for Nash. Okay. Thank Nash. So let's see. Trisha, you want to go next?
Sure. Okay. So
the
group coaching was really beneficial because I just realized that I'm not alone and that many other competent, professional, accomplished, and respectable people are struggling in similar ways or worse. It made me realize that I do feel isolated and alone, and so that's something I have to work on reminding myself. So this group coaching experience You know, I have to remind myself of that all the time because we won't be talking every other Wednesday, and I just have to keep in mind I'm not alone. I really looked forward to checking in with the group because I felt like someone cares about what I'm feeling and struggling with. So sometimes those Wednesdays were just really important or kind of lifesavers in ways. And I look forward to listening to the other members of the group and their problems because it made me feel better. No. It made me
feel so alone.
Yeah, and like we're all in this together. And and that also maybe my experiences are not for nothing. You know, the pain that I've experienced in my life and disappointment, the way I dealt with it or have overcome it, that could help somebody else. So it gave meaning to some of my struggles. What would I have liked and or needed or missed that I didn't get? I think it was really great that we all got a chance to meet. I think it would have been nice to meet for the first session, and some of you guys already had met, so that was probably a different experience. But for me, it was difficult to put faces to names. And even after we had met that one time, it was still a little bit difficult. So I feel like I missed a lot of sessions and was overcommitted. And really what I would have needed is better time management on my part and maybe a different type of group meeting, like maybe using Skype or some other venue. On the other hand, I'm glad we had the call-in meetings because that was better than not having any meetings. But for me, it would have usually benefited me if it was like either in person or if I could have seen the other people while they're speaking. So I feel like because of that, I didn't get fully connected or get to know the participants. And what are my goals and plans for continued growth? My goals are to continue to seek out alternative medicine and alternative practitioners and to continue to educate myself to try to heal myself because that's one of my biggest challenges right now that's keeping me from growth. I'm thinking about seeking individual counseling, and I'm thinking about the Landmark Seminar Series. So I'm just open to exploring other venues of healing and growth. And really what kind of support I need in order to achieve these, that's kind of difficult. I guess I just need the support of my friends and family. And then if there's any additional seminars or meetings or whatever, to try to be part of that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, let's see, Nancy. Check in.
Yeah, I think one thing, really big thing that I got out of this conference calling coaching has been hope and feeling like it's really possible that I can find a partner. And then what I might have liked or felt maybe I didn't get enough of was maybe more clarity on some of the written materials, like the denied self and the potential self. I think part of it is just that they're difficult concepts to wrap your head around. It's not that we didn't really talk about it, because we did spend some time on it. I'm not sure I'm 100%. So then what goals or plans I have, I'm really not sure. But I know that I'll do some kind of course or group or something
And, you know, I have some of the materials, some of the books I use and things, so maybe I'll work a little bit with those. Mm-hmm. But in terms of what kinds of support I feel I might need, somebody mentioned something about maybe having, like, monthly phone meetings or maybe even getting together periodically. But I know that Emily and Tricia are so far away. I don't know, you know, if Tricia comes to Fresno ever. It's kind of sounding like maybe Emily doesn't have the need to do that anymore. But if she didn't really have another reason to come, it might be really hard to get her here. So all of those are things that I wrote down.
But yeah, and if we, if Tricia, if you ever plan on a trip to Fresno, let us know, and maybe we can get together for lunch or coffee or dinner or whatever.
Yeah,
even
funny.
If it's a few minutes. And same with Emily. Same with you, Emily. So, because the rest of us all live here in town, and for that matter, even the rest of David and Debbie and Nash and Nancy, if you guys ever want to get together, you can just put out an email, and maybe Tricia might want to come or Emily might want to come. Just put it out there if you want to have a little get-together or something, and, you know, we can all meet again somewhere. And I really want you guys to keep in touch. And if you do want to get together and do something like on a monthly basis, if you want to just do that on your own or if you want to have me facilitate it or what.
It sounds like you might not be doing the advanced workshop. Is that right?
Well, I need to have some interest in it. It's really a lot of work to put together a workshop. And one thing I've done for couples when I have sort of an advanced workshop, I just called it a review day, which we could just call it a review day instead of an advanced workshop, where we go around and everybody who's already been to the workshop, everybody says what they would like to do in the workshop. So someone might want to do a parent-child dialogue, someone might want to do a goodbye dialogue, someone might want to review the denied traits and all of those things. And we could keep it simple and do that. That wouldn't really require a lot of preparation at all, practicing things, working. You know, everybody could work on their growth plan, and I could just kind of come around and help people. And so those are just some options.
Right.
So even if I don't go to the trouble of creating a whole workshop, we could do the review day where it's maybe it's like a Friday night, all day Saturday type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That way we could all be up there and just enjoy Friday night together and then work all day Saturday. Or we could even work on Friday and do some little bit part of it Friday night. And
right.
So that might be an idea. Anyway, well, good.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Well, thank you, all of you guys. I hope we all are able to keep in touch.
Yes, I'm definitely in advanced things. It's just a matter of time and money management.
Well, review day wouldn't be so expensive either. That, you know, I could do that, you know, for a lot lower price than if I do the 2.5 day thing.
Right.
So, and then, you know, we keep it simple, maybe. Yeah, so I'll keep you guys in touch. But if you decide you'd like to come to the other workshop in September, like I said, I'm going to aim for the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Let me know if you want to come up and join us, and you can just kind of help be a gopher for me and set things up. Wouldn't be a whole lot of work if we had several of you.
And that's you need help there, you said? Or
I'm just inviting people to come up to take it. And for free, as a review, you would just kind of help me, like things like unloading the car and setting up the stuff in the room and putting the food out or kind of helping clean up maybe a little bit afterwards or things like that. Just, you know, kind of more of the dirty work. Or even some of the people might have questions and I might be tied up with somebody helping them, and you could maybe help answer a question, or if you've kind of finished your work.
You send an email to that effect?
Yeah, I'll send that out. All right. Well, then, unless somebody else
has
anything else. Well, thank you, Nancy. Wonderful. Trish and Emily, David and Debbie, even though you guys couldn't be here the whole time or at all, then keep in touch, okay?
To all of you. Likewise.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.